This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 89, 88. I don't know which one this is. We're Tuesday, January 28th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. Are you sure you're Brian?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know why. Is it 89 or 88? Do we know?
It's 88. You're in charge of that.
It's 88. It's 88.
I think you messed up.
I don't know. I have no idea.
We have a good one.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network. I'm just going to move right past that, and we'll figure this out later.
Well, you know, maybe it's your brain is frozen.
My brain is frozen. It has been cold this week again. We are back into the, this morning we woke up, it was minus 19.
I checked three weather apps.
that was the one right in the middle.
Because that just can't be right. It can't be. Please, tell me it's not.
Well, one said minus 16, right?
One said minus 24, one said minus 19, and one said like minus 16 or something. Either way, OMG.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so this is the second week that it's been that cold.
Yeah, but not in a row. You could almost handle it if it was in a row, and then it would go away, but it was bitterly, bitterly cold, and then it was nicer, and now it's bitterly cold again, so I would like spring, please.
I know, right? Like, I don't know. I'm hardcore winter, but I could use a break from this. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Way, way, way too cold. But it was warmer where we were this past weekend.
It was. Are we going to talk about that, or are we going to hold off on that for a minute?
You know, let's hold off. You were digging through some pen bags.
Okay. So we should also mention, because of the weather, we elected to not ship ink.
Yes. Packages with ink are being held off for just a day or two until it warms up. But I just don't think that it's the right thing to do for the customers to ship ink that I am fairly certain could freeze, and then the bottle could crack, and you're going to be really unhappy.
The ink is going to go, ah!
It's going to go, let me out of here.
All right, so.
Otherwise, it'll be like the diamine ink. Hope pink all over the UPS truck.
Right. Yeah, and he's just.
He still talks about that.
He's going to stop coming. He's going to stop coming.
No. All right. But Paul mentioned we are going to LA, and that's only in what, 3 weeks? So I'm good.
I don't know. I don't count. And besides, we rarely get out of the hotel. Although I do remember last year when we went, we did get to, I think it was somewhere around Las Vegas. We did pop the moonroof, and
we did. That was nice.
That was really refreshing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Nice. That'll be nice.
Why don't you show off some of your pen finds?
Okay, so 2 weeks ago in Philadelphia, as we're setting up, I mentioned there was a gentleman who stopped by. Our buddy Joe Nemechek introduced us, and he said he had some Esterbrooks for sale. His neighbor was a former nib engineer at Esterbrook, and somewhere we're still not completely unpacked from the show.
We had just started unpacking.
Well, yeah. I have his name somewhere. I actually got the guy's name. I thought that was important. Some interesting, a couple of interesting things he gave me as far as paper stuff. But I managed to score this bag right here of Esterbrook pens. So in classic form.
Classic Brian fashion.
Court baggie of pens. And look through them, and we briefly mentioned a couple of, that's not a gallon bag, is it? It's not a gallon.
I thought it was.
That's a quart. Gallon's bigger, you know, gallon jug and all. So anyway, I'm looking through, and I find some really, really killer things, and so I decided to pull it out. And actually, it took a while to find it. I couldn't find it last week for the podcast. We found it, and it was sitting on the kitchen table until this evening when we decided we're going to clean off the table a little bit, and I brought it up, and it's the first time I actually had a chance to look at these pens since Philly. Looks like we lost a feed here. We'll just keep plugging along. So the first thing I noticed when I open up one of the pens is there's a very unusual nib. for a prototype nib. It's a 6668 nib. There's only about five or six of these maybe known in existence. It looks like this. It looks like the Schaefer conical nib. And what's really cool about this that I didn't notice until this evening is it has a blue collar.
That's cool. I have never seen a blue collar on an Esterbrook nib. And yeah. I've seen my share of nibs.
Right, right. You've got black, you've got orange, you've got green, you've got clear.
You have metal.
And metal.
Those are cool.
And
I
blue.
Like those.
So, very interesting. Really nice. Really surprised to see that this thing has never been used. You can see the hard rubber dust in the feed. That's how fresh and minty this is.
Yeah. Minty okay. fresh.
So I kind of jumped to that was the real killer thing. There were actually, I'm looking through the bag and there's a couple of really cool things that I don't have. And some of you are just going to, you know, roll your eyes. But I'll go through the non-fountain pen cool stuff first. I probably have the world's largest collection of these things.
Pens with no nibs?
No.
That was good, guys, right? Bam!
Wow. Okay. The Esterbrook felt writer.
Oh, yeah, you do. Totally.
I do.
Nobody
I
else wants too, that crap.
Yeah, I have way too many of these. But they're cool, though. They have a clip that has a big E on it. I wish my camera could pick that up. Maybe you could pick it up.
Well, stop moving it.
That. Well, stop there talking. Stop talking. Right, there's that E. And it says felt writer on it. They're 49 cents at the time. This one actually still works.
Drive yourself to L.A.
I might have to.
You might have to.
So that was cool. So I didn't have that. And then this one I just noticed I did not have. It's very cool. This is the Esterbrook. This is the LK Deluxe series. This is the ballpoint, which I believe was the FK. Is that correct? As the PK and then the FK, I think.
don't go there.
All right. But it has the Esterbrook, the black sticker on the back.
That's cool.
Yeah, how often do you see a black Esterbrook sticker? Very, very
not
cool.
Not very often.
And that's in that. That's in the dark blue, and it's a ballpoint. It's a cap actuated, which is kind of cool. All right, so I didn't have that. Then I'm going through, and then I found this, which is very unusual. And you're gonna tell me why this is unusual.
I'm typing. This time.
Anybody, while you're typing. Okay. So
What are we looking at?
This here's a pencil.
It's unusual that you're holding a pencil?
What's unusual about this is this is, well, it works for one. That's unusual.
wow.
This is, no, I'm just kidding. This is the Deluxe Safari. The metal cap version of the Safari in the twist activated version. There are made two versions of these pencils. The push, cap actuated, and then a twist mechanism. And the deluxe pencils are very, very, pencils for the Safari are very hard to find to begin with. This one, exceptionally hard to find. I only actually have in my collection, counting this, three.
Hold it still.
There
you
go.
Like, there you go. Thank you.
So it's got the cool slanted cap on the back.
Jamming it all around.
And,
I do like the slant. That's cool.
Well, you know, this pen was actually designed by Henry Dreyfuss. Henry Dreyfuss? Same guy that designed the Skyline.
Well, it's not Richard Dreyfuss, the actor.
That's not Richard Dreyfuss, no. It's Henry, right? Oh, my brain is just shot. I just stop right here. I don't know.
We have all sorts of exciting, cool stuff going on. All right, show the other one and be done with it.
All right, no, there's two more. Okay, so I'm looking through, and then all of a sudden I see this, and I'm going to hold it steady here, and you look at it,
you go,
BFD, right? Okay, so this happens to be the Esterbrook A101,
yep.
Which is the aerometric version of the CA101, which is the cartridge version. So you've got your squeeze filler in there, aerometric filler. These are super, super pens. They're bomb-proof. They don't score much in the looks department, but I like them, especially in this aerometric version. You know, obviously you can put any nib in them. What's cool about this pen is look right here. You see that there?
What is that?
The little white numbers on the barrel. That's a factory stamp.
Very cool.
It says 20. I don't know what that means.
Number 20.
But it says 20.
20 cents, $20, who knows?
You know, I don't know. But it's a factory stamping on it. So this could have been, who knows? I mean, it could have been an engineer's prototype. It could have been this engineer's prototype. I don't know. All right. And the last cool thing that I saw in this lot.
This is cool.
This is cool. Because it took me a second to realize what I was seeing here. So I've got here what appears to be.
Like an instant set.
Almost, yeah.
Which is even cooler.
Which is cool. We're only missing two colors, right?
All right, so 60%.
Yeah. So you got three here. What are these? These are SM
Deluxe.
It's
a D in my class, by the way.
Yeah, I know. All right, I bet you nobody else has gotten any of these. So SM Deluxe.
Wow.
These are uncatalogued.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, so these are cool pens. This is the first iteration of the SM Deluxe. It's a lever fill. They have the spade style lever, what I call, not the spoon style, and they have the friction hit cap. So later models have, you can see the little friction thing there. Our screw caps, they'll have spoon style levers. Otherwise, the same pen. What's cool about these pens? And I'll
see if you can show it.
I looked at it just about. Can you see that there? Really hard to see.
Not
on this camera, because it's really, I should have given them to you, since I gave you the good camera. These, yeah, I know. Is that better? You see that?
Nope, you still can't see it. Anyway.
No. Okay, so anyway, what's cool about this is the sections are ribbed. you got nothing. This is like the greatest Estabrook find.
These are very cool. I'm just refraining from making other comments. No, I'd never seen one either, and we ended up with three in the bag.
We ended up with three. And what's interesting is when you look at it this way, as opposed to the later sections, are just smooth, like a regular section would be, right? But they always had above this ring a little bit of ribbing, which I always thought was kind of weird. It looked like a threading or something. But when you look at it this way, it's just an extension of the section, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it's cool. It was very cool. We'd never seen them. And now we have 60% of a collection.
60%, so.
Well, how do we know that? Maybe they only made them in three colors.
Well, you know, like I say, this is the engineer, so who's to say? So those are the highlights thus far. Now, I've not really gone through the rest of the bag. There's still some other. I mean, there's some.
Dear God.
There's some other pencils I may not have. I don't know. I probably have them all. These were interesting. I thought they were interesting pieces.
Yep.
Difficult to. I mean, you know, they're not worth a lot, but they're interesting. They're very interesting. So.
Yeah. I'm still all giddy like a schoolgirl about the blue color on the nib. That's just really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I have the other one here. This is the one that I had in my collection previous. There's no way you can see it. There's a little tiny mark on the nib, but the new one that we got is perfect. But you can see the collar is like olive greenish.
Olive drab.
Yeah. It's clearly been used. But this one is mint. Blue. Perfect.
Very cool.
And I will... I don't know when it's going to happen. We've been so busy lately, and we're going to get into that in a minute. This particular nib, the 6668, the one that I used to have, will go up for sale. So,
that's very cool.
If there is any interest, shoot me an email.
Yep.
You won't find another one. So, anyway, we had a little bit of excitement this last weekend.
Road trip. And you know, I'm after a show, the last thing I want to do is get back in a vehicle.
Well, you know, it.
This was kind of fun, though.
It all kind of changed even on, was it Thursday night?
Yeah.
I mean, we went in Thursday morning with a completely different
plan.
Different plan.
Yep.
And you know, it was, it ended up completely, I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah. So here's the deal. We went to Philly. We came home from Philly. And we, right before the Philadelphia Penn show, we had been in touch with a man who does auctions. And he buys bank auction lots and resells them. And he had gotten in touch with me as president of the PCA, and it was nothing that the PCA was remotely interested in. The PCA doesn't need to buy anything. Brian and I just looked at it. And long story short, we flew to, we bid on some stuff.
Yeah, let's back up to the bidding. Sure.
We bid on 4 tower display cases. Man size. Six feet tall.
Yeah, 5 to 6 feet tall.
6 feet tall, huge. And we won them. Here's the problem. They're in Virginia.
Yeah.
And so we figured it first, and we won a couple other lots of one this big box lot of like 20 boxes. It had like printer receipt paper, and there was a desk chair and just assorted office stuff. So we figured, all right, maybe we could fit it in the car, and we're trying to figure out, you know, can we rent a small trailer, and how are we going to do this? And then we got in touch with the auctioneer for the other several tower cases that didn't sell. And he said, well, you can have them all for this much. And
well, and we only wanted like 3 or 4.
Yeah, we only wanted a couple. And he said, all or nothing. So we took them all.
Yeah. All and last count, 17.
17 tower cases. Picture 17 big men.
Yeah, well, you know, it's 4 plus the 13. The 4 that we won plus the additional 13.
17.
So
plus and we, all these boxes. And
we quickly realized there was no way we were going to get these things don't come apart.
They don't come apart.
They don't really come apart.
We called a friend who has a store. He said they don't come apart. We called the company that makes them. They said they ship them pre-assembled. They don't come apart.
Well, so, and if you take them apart, then you got to take the glass apart, and you got to worry about the glass. Now the glass.
And then you
got to
put
break.
It back. It's just not going to work. So we were trying to figure out. Okay, obviously U-Haul factors in now. So do we drive down, but we can't fit it all. They don't make a trailer tall enough. So long story short, we flew, and you guys know us, we never fly.
Yeah,
we flew to Virginia. We stayed overnight in the hotel. We picked up the U-Haul in the morning. We rented a helper. We had originally decided to rent a 14-foot U-Haul.
Yeah, we're doing the math.
Yeah.
Right? What a bunch of amateurs we are.
Yeah.
We're doing the math.
And we're not usually amateurs, so we originally thought 14 would be big enough. Then we decided, I don't know. So we went to 17. And then at last minute, they upgraded us because apparently they didn't have a 17-foot they didn't have a 17-foot at that location, so they gave us a 20-footer,
thank
God, because it was full.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we get there. We really, the only glitch was the hotel shuttle never showed up.
Yeah.
And when we got to the hotel, the two guys who were there, I will nicely call it Dumb and Dumber, but it was more like Stoned and Stoner.
Well, the one guy even did a head smack.
Yeah. Totally unconcerned and absolutely unapologetic.
Yeah. Did they not pick you up?
So that was really the only glitch. The room wasn't great, but, you know, we just wanted something convenient. We weren't going to be there very long. And then that next morning, Saturday morning, we met our good friend, Martin Ferguson, and we had breakfast with him, and that was awesome. And then he took us to the U-Haul place, and we got our big truck. And I got to tell you, ladies, hear me out. There is nothing like driving a 20-foot U-Haul. I got to tell you. I just felt like a semi-driver. It was just really hot. It was cool. It was very cool. So we go to the storage units where all this stuff was, and we had hired through the auctioneer. He had recommended this guy. He said, "You're really going to want some help."
Yeah, Tito.
Dude, you rock. He was awesome. He was just making this stuff look like he was lifting bubble wrap or something.
Well, I was thinking 15 minutes a case, right? I mean, right. You got to get it out of the storage unit into the car, into the truck. So easy 15 minutes because, you know, the guy's telling us these 150, 200 pounds a piece, right?
Some of them were.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute, right? And within, was it less than 2 hours?
In just about 2 hours. Tiny bit over 2 hours.
Not only did he have every single one of them in the truck, now we helped a little bit, I mean, but he
we
was
did.
The one.
We helped.
You know, we just made sure it didn't fall off, right? He had them in. We had them covered up with blankets. We had them ratchet strapped in tight so that it wouldn't move. All was well. In 2 hours, it was unbelievable. I mean, we couldn't have done it.
He was awesome. Absolutely. I mean,
we could
have
done it. It had taken us three times as long. That's for
sure.
So
we cleaned out one storage unit and most of another. And we're going to show you pictures in a minute, but these beautiful, beautiful glass display towers with like a light wood laminate. A couple of them are darker. There's an Aurora branded that's just going to come and sleep with me.
I offered. You thought I was weird.
I know. What else do we have? They're just... Gorgeous.
Some of them were generic cases that had labels put on them.
Just some adhesive
decals,
vinyl, yeah. So we took all that off.
But some of them were the real deal. I mean, you don't get these cases unless you're that dealer.
Yeah.
Two Monte Grappa cases, two ST DuPont cases, including one that is. I had to weigh, I mean, I'm not joking, 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Dave Tito and I looked at
that. Needed help with that one.
Yeah, he needed help. he needed a little bit of help. Yeah. But Dave and I tried to lift that thing, and it was just...
crazy.
I mean, I thought we were going to go to the hospital because that thing was so heavy. Unbelievably
or break
heavy.
It, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, at that point, I didn't care if we broke it because, you know, I mean, I didn't want to break it, but...
Yep.
But yeah, so ST DuPont, Aurora, what else was there? The Namiki case, that might be an original case, maybe. That was different from the rest.
No, I don't think so. I think it would have been etched on like the Monte Grappa. Mm-hmm. Okay. But some of these were square towers, two of them, and then they have this bamboo look pedestal on the side. Those are cool.
Yeah, those are the Monte Grappa.
Yep. Some of them are, there's a square Waterman case, that's an original.
Yeah, that's right, I forgot about that. And the one that I'm pretty sure is a Visconti case, but the lettering has worn off, so.
Yeah, so that was really
heavy
cool.
As all get out, that one.
Yeah, these are gorgeous. So we spent, the 2 hours. We ended up with all these fixtures, a boatload of crazy office supplies, receipt printer paper, three huge boxes of bubble envelopes in three different sizes. I can't even tell you how many boxes of acrylic pen stands. And
there were eight. I counted tonight. I reduced it down to eight boxes of pen stands and pen displays.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm sure it was more than that. We must have used a box, close to a half a box, maybe.
Yeah, we have easily.
You know, well, it's hard to say. I mean, we used quite a few in the displays themselves. Yeah, I mean, there's 8 boxes of this stuff left. I don't know what to do with it. I mean,
they're beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeous.
They're nice acrylic displays. Some of the original, some of them are original manufacturer displays. Waterman, Stipula. I mean, we're going through stuff we don't even know yet. I mean, I found some Conklin displays earlier today, and these are all modern. I mean, not vintage stuff. So.
Now I'm on Facebook and I'm looking at the picture that you posted of the inside of the van.
Oh, yeah. And it's really deceiving because you can't tell how deep that goes.
There were, what, four layers?
4 layers, yeah. I think there were 4 layers.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe there was 5. There's 17 cases. We didn't always get 4 across. Yeah, I think there were 5 layers deep of cases. And we got them home without a single scratch.
Somebody was watching over us because it was amazing. We nothing broke. I expected to have some kind of damage, and not a single thing broke.
Yeah, it was perfect. I couldn't believe our luck. I mean, I was anticipating something's going to break, and since a lot of them are very similar, we could use them for parts or what have you. There was one thing that broke. I think one of the light bulbs fell out.
Yep.
That was it. One bulb fell out.
Now, where are the pictures?
I put a link in the chat.
Oh, there it is.
I put it right on the blog. So there's.
All right. I want to see how it looks.
You weren't there. So we went through not one, but 2 big snowstorms.
Oh, my God.
The one in West Virginia was completely outrageous. It was about, what would you say, about 3 to 4 or 5 inches within a span of about 20 minutes?
It was crazy. It was totally, totally a whiteout. It was scary.
You're doing what, 10, 12 miles an hour?
For about 2 hours, we did.
Yeah.
And, you know, luckily we had planned it so that we could pack up on Saturday, drive Saturday and Saturday night, and, you know, Brian's got to be back to work, and we've got to open the store on Monday, so at least whatever happened, we had Saturday, most of Saturday and all of Sunday. So we went really slowly. We didn't take any chances, but a 20-foot U-Haul loaded down with cases gets really good traction.
So. Yeah, it does.
It was scary. I don't remember which of the 2 snowstorms we went through, but we saw one of the snowplows in a ditch.
Yeah, that was in West Virginia. We're going through, and then there it is, the snowplow in the ditch. He had he plowed off the road and into the ditch. He missed it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
He couldn't see it. It was nuts.
Oh.
So
in the pictures on the blog, we have 1 of those white cases left, and we're actually getting rid of that, and we're going to move that big Parker case that we drove to Virginia for in its place. But these cases are just we're still working on filling them out, putting some more stuff in them. But, yep, you can see the bamboo-looking ones in the back that now have leather. They're just awesome, and it's nice to have some storage space in there. So we're very excited.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're gorgeous. We've got a couple of them tucked in there. You can see the Aurora case is kind of tucked in by the ink, but it won't stay there. It's in fact that case has I don't know the specifics of it. It's that European plug.
Yeah.
It has
that's right.
The 3-prong plug. So we either have to get an adapter for it or figure out how to convert it, because we can't plug it in.
Yep.
And I think we want to plug that one in.
I think we might.
I think we might. Yep. Yeah. So we got a little cleanup to do, and tomorrow night we've got somebody coming to pick up some of those white cases, 2 of them at least.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And hopefully we'll get the rest of them.
Yeah, it was interesting because, you know, after we had negotiated the purchase of all of these cases, the guy was thrilled to get one of his storage spaces emptied so he didn't have to pay for it anymore. And he threw in a couple things. So there was a 4-drawer file cabinet and some other little metal shorter cabinet that he gave us. And It was great. He just kept throwing stuff in there.
Yeah, there was another two-drawer cabinet and
a chair. Oh, that's right, the
black one. Yeah, an office chair.
A decent office chair. So,
like, you know what? We came all the way down here for this, John. I'll take anything you have to give me.
Yep.
just fill up the truck.
And Brian's only problem was that I didn't let him bring any boxes in the front seat. So we would stop, and we would, every time we'd get gas or we'd stop to eat or just, you know, need a break, we would stop and check on the cases, and they didn't move. Tito had angled them so perfectly because some of the bases, of course, are octagonal or hexagonal, and he slotted them in really well, and we had, 36 U-Haul padding blankets?
Yeah, 36.
They were in there beautifully, but everything was strapped in tight, and Brian was just like itching to get his hands on, like, well, how about this box? Or, you know, I could just go through one. Like, no. So.
Yeah, because we had seen, like,
a couple pictures.
Two or three pictures, but it was like, you know, all these boxes of stuff. And
it was crazy. And even now, we keep going through stuff, and, like, you know, we've got boxes stacked three high. And so we're digging through a couple, and then we get to the one on the bottom, and it's like, oh, look at this. So it's been amazing.
So it's nice, and hopefully soon Carpenter Joe will have those trays done for the Parker case. And if we can get rid of those white cases, we're going to have a nice vintage and modern mix in the store, I think.
Yeah, we're excited.
So it was... I think it's gonna really we've been in there 2.5 months and now we're on revision 2 of the store.
That's so like us.
Yeah. And we have one more case coming, by the way.
We do.
From the motherland.
Yep. Now Ira's commenting that the store looks huge. It's about 1,500 square feet. So it's not huge. But I got to tell you, these tower cases really make it feel bigger. The white cases were great, and they were a wonderful way to start. But this just gives us so much more display room, and they're all lighted. So the ones in the front, I mean, to have the Franklin Christoph and to have the Edisons, and oh my God, the Deltas under that light
are just like the angels are singing, and you can just...
It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
So we need to get Carpenter Joe in, and we need to have him run some electrical.
Yep.
We just call him Electrician Joe. And then so we can do that, those four that are in the middle there.
Yep.
Then we can light those puppies up, and the Viscontis will be all lit up, and the Schaefers, and what do we have, Pilot in one of them.
Yep.
It's just a much, much nicer presentation. If you come into the store, if you can come to the store now you can see everything a lot easier.
Yeah, it's easier to get to. Yeah.
You know, before we had everything laying on the counter, and it's just really...
You know, it worked. It worked all right.
It worked, absolutely.
But now it's even better. Paul mentioned we haven't talked about food, and I think that we should address that. Because we had the funniest time. We had... breakfast with Martin at Waffle House because it was
Waffle
close.
House, yeah. Which I, you know, the last time I went to Waffle House, it was a little better experience than I think. I don't know, we asked for crispy bacon and it was
weird.
It was kind of a weird color.
It was right? You know, the company was great. We had a good time.
It was
hot. Coffee was all right. Whatever. On the way back, I don't remember where we stopped. It was late.
The truck stop.
Yeah, it was late because most everything else was closed. And you took a picture or you tweeted it or something. I have never, ever, ever, ever seen...
This on the menu?
Lima bean and hams.
Lima beans
and ham? Is that what it was?
I think so. I don't remember.
That's crazy.
I thought it was
lima beans and ham. Who thinks that's a good idea? I mean, really.
Ham's not bad. Lima beans aren't bad.
How about chipped ham and lima beans? But no, leave...
Yeah, lima beans with ham.
So lima bean is the... ham is the accessory? It's kind of weird.
Lima beans mixed with large pieces of ham Onion and red pepper are sure to fill you up and are served with cornbread.
Okay. And we weren't even down south at that point.
Oh, you know what? I missed this. Our new cornbread is loaded with smoked bacon and fresh onions. Does that not sound amazing?
Well, we didn't get it.
We didn't get it, no. They had some interesting things on the menu. It was at the TA truck stop. I don't remember where that was.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, that was entertaining.
That was a nice little place, actually. It was
pretty decent food.
We needed a break, so.
We did. But it was kind of weird, though, because, you know, you get out of this big truck, and you're sitting, and you're not moving anymore.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a spacious truck, sort of, but the seats didn't recline, so I mean, you had what you had for 20 hours in the car, in the truck, so. I don't know. So that was what the extent of the food. There really wasn't anything too exciting. I mean, it was the drive-through stuff. Although you can't go to the drive-thru.
You can't go to the drive-thru in a 20-foot U-Haul. It's too big. Take it off. And we had flown from Milwaukee, so on the way back, we had to stop at the Milwaukee airport so Brian could pick up the car. And it occurred to us, we hadn't thought that out very well, because the truck is 11 feet high. I'm not sure how far into the airport we can go. So we found a place that you could go and drop him off, but that was a little disconcerting. Like, you're going to have to walk into the airport.
Yeah, right. But it worked out. We got home. Our good friend Dave was able to come over and help us out.
We love you, Dave.
Yeah, we love you, Dave. We had 7 cases moved before he got there. So that just left the other 10, which included the doubles and the DuPont case and the Visconti case.
Some of them went pretty quickly. A couple of them were, you know, much heavier. But
you know, you'll love them if you can come and see the store. I mean,
absolutely.
The pictures don't really even do them justice. So,
but that was our big excitement. We you know, thought we could just have a couple, and you know, ended up with 17 plus a countertop display and
There was a countertop Lamy display. And there's also a countertop Quo Vadis display.
Yep. Yeah, all sorts of cool stuff.
And pen trays up the wazoo.
Oh, my God. You want pen trays. We have got every brand imaginable.
Yeah, some of them we're going to get rid of. But we've got, what have we got? Aurora, Mont Blanc, Retro 51.
Lebel.
Waterman.
Conklin. Yeah, name it.
All sorts of stuff. So,
If you're looking for a pen tray, and most of these are really pretty nice.
They've been used. So.
But yeah, they were interesting. All sorts of cool stuff. So. We're still finding weird stuff.
Yeah, we're not quite done. We spent most of the day Sunday, and then we were at the store until about 10:30
yesterday.
And tomorrow's going to be another late night, and Thursday will be another late night. And I think by the end of the weekend, we should be all.
We like a challenge.
We like a challenge, right? So. So that was our excitement for the week.
That's enough, man. And so my policy for the family is that anyone who wakes me up on Sunday before I just wake up on my own won't live to regret it.
Right.
Just don't wake me up. Let me sleep, please. Because it was Philly 2 weeks ago and then this trip. Although I have to say, it was nice to fly. And to start a long drive, having slept, and that was pretty cool.
Well, you know, if it wouldn't have been a snowstorm, it would have been a really much of a breeze.
It was, the truck drove really well.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, so.
I was doing some skids with it this morning. slipping and snow in a 20-foot truck. It was a blast. So.
Trying to pull into our driveway, which is pretty narrow. We let's just say we trimmed the neighbor's pine tree.
Yeah. Sorry, Jim. So, anyway.
It never a dull moment here in Appleton.
So, anyway. You have some shout-outs this week. I know that.
Actually,
for sure.
We have a couple things that are new that will be up on the website soon. These will be
when she says that, she says, well, it's going to be real easy to put up, honey.
We did finally get in the Pilot Stargazer, which I like because it's exactly like my old Stella.
Your old Stella.
I love my Stella.
Your old Stella rocks, though. It's got that, like, powdery.
It's got that radiant finish.
Radiant finish.
Yeah, that's cool.
How do you pronounce it?
However. Yeah. And we got in Pilot Metropolitan rollerballs and ballpoints for the store.
So yeah, you know, cool. I hate to admit that ballpoint looks
Wait. Say it again. Everybody pay attention. Alert the media. Go ahead.
I love fountain pens.
Say it again. The rollerballs and ballpoints from the Pilot Metropolitans are pretty cool.
I'm getting a deeper appreciation for all things fine writing instruments because I understand some people don't want the hassle that we go through, the sacrifices we make to write with a fountain pen, but they want something better than a Bic.
Right, right.
And I'm getting a deeper appreciation for that, and I understand that, so.
We actually we have one tower case that's devoted to ballpoints and rollerballs.
It's in the works, but yeah, I mean it's coming along nicely.
Well, it's easier if somebody comes in and wants a ballpoint or a rollerball. It's hard to.
Promise is a nice thing.
Yeah, whatever. It's easier than a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit over there.
Yeah.
It's okay, Paul. He's seeing the light. Some of these are cool.
That's all right, Paul. I was using my Visconti Wall Street LE today and my Sailor Rialo, so.
You sound like a snob now.
Well, no. I'm just saying that evens out any comments about ballpoints.
I used a preppy. I was signing a couple.
Really?
A couple invoices. Yeah, I had a preppy out there. I used a Metro, a preppy, and then I used one of my Auroras, so it balances.
Oh, so now who's sounding like a snob?
It's not an OMAS.
My OMASs are waiting to get sent back.
I know. Anyway, so we do have that, and Pilot sent us really cool bags.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my head around the graphic that's on the bag. You really have to look at it deep.
It looks like a phoenix or something. It's really cool.
It does, but you look at it and it's all like vanishing points. Is that what it is? It's all vanishing points? Or are there other pens on it?
I didn't look at it that closely. I
mean, they're all vanishing points. They make up the feathers and it's outrageous. It's really, really cool.
That's cool.
So.
How do you spell
Aiken? They sent that. Aiken, A-I-K-I-N.
All right.
Uh-oh. What are you typing?
No, just somebody said to put the ball points in the back. I'm like, no, it's right up front next to Aiken Lambert. So, anyway, we do have some shout-outs.
Go.
All right. Leslie, you rock. Leslie sent us coffee.
It's yummy stuff, too.
One of my weaknesses. So, you rock. Thank you. We had some at the store. And I got to tell you, there's nothing like a fresh cup of coffee at the store when it's 19 below.
I love it because I come over. It's just after 4 o'clock and there's a fresh pot.
I make really it just nice for you.
Place. Do you really?
So, I do.
Nice.
So, thank you so much for the gift. That was awesome. Dustin, you get 2 weeks in a row.
There you go.
Oh my God! Did we finish it?
I had the last one last night.
Last night. We drew it out as long as we could, and it's awesome. Thank you. You still rock. Big hugs to cousin Martin for all the emails. I'm having a blast.
Both Martins this week.
Yes, both Martins. Absolutely. Charles and Angela had a great talk with Charles. His package has taken a little side trip, so we're getting that straightened out. Nothing we did, nothing he did. It just took a tour. We sent
someplace sunny, I hope.
I hope so. I had somebody else in France show me a postmark that said that his package had gone to Portugal.
Was it Portugal? Oh, okay, Portugal.
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure how you go from the U.S. to Portugal to France, but it was like 3 sacks. He got it and everything was fine.
Okay.
So that was kind of funny. Yes, Eddie, we got some mail. Eddie G. sent us an ink and wine poster that we're going to put up at the store, so that's cool.
Yeah, that looks cool.
Yep, and Prana, yep, I got your letter. I am so far behind in letter writing. I wanted pen pals, and I drove back from Virginia, so I haven't had time, but I will be working on that. Maybe that's Sunday with a nice pot of coffee,
yeah.
So curled up in my jammies and my robe and just not get dressed. And
yeah, since we're not going to the store.
No. We are going to take a break.
Okay.
And lastly, big hugs to Steph for confirming. We are going to have Steph. Steph's going to work with us in L.A., so that's just so awesome. She's going to get to see her sister who lives there, and she's going to work for us on Sunday.
We're gonna give her an honorary Anderson family last name for the weekend.
She's going to be Stephanie Anderson?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Anderson,
we look alike.
Brian, Lisa, and Stephanie.
What was I going to say? Oh, we need to start planning dinners and stuff because Eddie G. and Marianne might be there. Paul's going to be there. We'll see Jose again.
Our good friend Dan.
Oh, I love Dan.
Dan DeMile.
Yep. We probably should try to find some time and have dinner with my cousin Elaine.
Okay.
Because she came to the show. Actually, my cousin Elaine and I haven't seen each other in like 20 years. And she saw on Facebook that we were going to be in L.A., and so we tried to get together, but it was just too late notice. And so she shows up at the show on Sunday. And ironically, she has two friends who collect pens. So she kind of hitched a ride with them and came out to see me. And that was awesome. We haven't seen each other since we were kids. And so that was great. So we should see if we can figure out how to do all of this.
So you just mentioned like 17 people. And we have...
Three days.
Well,
there's breakfast.
We could just eat and not go to the show.
What?
Actually, you know.
What kind of crack are you smoking over there?
You know what? I'm not gonna say it, but we got a little something that we're gonna do at the show.
Oh yes, we are.
For all those people that cannot make the show, we have a little something special for you.
Brian's got a new toy.
I don't know. Nothing. We're not going to say anything until it comes. But we got a special little something we're going to do.
Yep.
Just to make you feel at home. So.
Oh, and we're going to see a special someone.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. It's a great time.
Yeah. L.A., y'all just need to go.
I would if I were you.
And it's warm. So if you're someplace cold, just go. A drug reference. Prane, what drug reference?
I don't remember. They're a little bit behind on the chat, right?
Apparently.
I don't know what she said.
But anyway, so L.A., I can't believe I'm like excited about L.A., and we drive, and we're going in 3 weeks. Oh, my God.
Awesome. Very good.
So, my mom's coming up to hang with the kids, so that'll be fun.
Okay.
I hope she doesn't break anything this year.
Well, my cat lives.
So. That's it. I think we're done.
We're done. We got anything else? We're good.
I think that's it.
Let's see. So, all right. Well, comments, suggestions for topics. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
Or stop by the store and come see me.
Please.
10 East College Ave, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
You can catch us online. Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/andersonpens.
We are on Facebook, facebook.com/andersonpens. And definitely check out some of the pictures.
But no, I just thought of something else.
I'm afraid.
We didn't mention. Is before we went to pick up the cases. Lisa sends me this link on Craigslist as she's trying to get rid of the white display cases.
Yeah, I figure I'm proactive. Since we know that we're getting these, I better list the white cases now so that we can sell them sooner. And so I'm just doing my research, trying to see what else is out there. So I do a research. I just do a search for display case. That's it, just display case.
And what comes up? But a Parker lighted display case. It's 29 inches long. It's this big thing. It goes like this. It's lighted. It's got a locked back. It's for the Parker 51. It's Wright's Dry with wet ink. It's $30, and it's in town. It's actually, it's like one block from our good friends, Amanda and Dan's house. And
so I send it to him, and he sends me an email back and says, oh, I think we want this, don't you? And I'm like, oh, crap, what did I do now? And then I get another email that says, we're picking it up at 8:15.
They're picking it up at 8:15.
So we have this thing in the pen room now.
Yeah.
So I think you should bring it to the store.
What? We're going to put it, it's a countertop, so we're going to put it on the counter.
No, that's true. All right, it stays home then. So anyway,
I want to throw that in. So we got all those cases, and then we got that one.
Before the trip. At least before that fit in the car. All
so right. Anyway, follow us on the blog, blog.andersonpens.net.
And check out the website, andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advanced notes about upcoming events, new products, special sales, stuff going on in the store, all sorts of good stuff.
You're crazy.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.